Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
No!
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast, which is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer, inspiration, encouragement, and preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You're listening to your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, with co-hosts Evangelist Khadija Hameen and Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord. We are so happy that you took the time to tune in to the broadcast on this afternoon, and just want to let you know that I had a speaking engagement earlier today at noon, which I wanted to put on for the 3 o'clock broadcast, but it looks like it didn't record. Nevertheless, we recorded it on another means, so maybe we'll play that in the future if it's the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. So what I'm going to do for this afternoon, you can continue listening for your listening pleasure. I'm going to put on a pre-recorded broadcast from September the 10th, which was a Sunday, and you can stay tuned and enjoy that listening service. And I'll be heading back over to the church. I just had to come out and get my broadcast started, and I thank you all for your prayers, for your continued support, and we invite you to tune in for our next broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. So at this time, for your listening pleasure, enjoy the pre-recorded service from September 10th. Bless you.
Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good afternoon, and God bless everyone. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast on this afternoon. Let's get ready for a word of prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you right now, humbling our hearts, oh, Lord God, and surrendering unto your will. We ask, Lord, for mercy, that you will look down on us, oh God, and have compassion on us. Search our hearts, Lord, and be merciful.
Forgive us, O God, and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we are calling on you, Lord, to stop by here this afternoon and make your holy visitation, Lord. Whoever is listening on this broadcast today, let a blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver, and make whole, my God. Move by your power. Touch, Lord, anoint your people that we may do your will, for we cannot do anything without you, Lord. We're looking unto you, and we're depending on you, Lord Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord, to please visit us, Lord, my God. Incline your ear and hear our prayer, Lord. We are down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Bless, Lord, while we're waiting. Touch while we're waiting in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we're down here waiting on our deliverance, oh, God. We're down here waiting, Lord, for breakthrough, my God. We're waiting on healing. We're waiting on strength and power. Lord, help us, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Help us right now, Lord.
Touch,
Jesus.
Lord, Jesus. Touch right now.
Jesus.
Oh, my Let God, we need a touch from you, Jesus. We need healing, Lord God. We need our burdens lifted, oh, Lord. We need our faith increased, oh, Lord. Help us down here, Lord Jesus, and take us
Help
through.
Us, Lord.
Oh, my God, have mercy. Look on those on the prayer list, one by one, Lord, name by name. Touch
Jesus.
Them today, Lord God. Whoever is sick in their body needing a healing, heal them, Lord, and make them whole. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, you know every need. You know every prayer request and every petition, Lord. Be merciful and grant it, oh, God. Let it be done according to your holy will. We pray, Lord, that you will go into the heart and make your holy visitation, Lord. Look on Titus Edmonds Sr., oh, Lord God, continue to touch him and to heal his body, Lord. Raise him up off the sick bed. Oh, God, and do a wonder in his life in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord, and we are looking unto you. We pray, Lord, that you'll remember the bereaved families, that you will comfort and console the bereaved families, Lord God. Anyone who is bereaved of someone close to them or dear, be merciful, oh God, and be close to them, Lord Jesus. Lift them up, Lord, and carry them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you will look on our family, Lord Jesus, that you will give us comfort and consolation. Have mercy, Lord, move by your power in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask God that you will take over this broadcast, that you will have your way, that your will be done, Lord, and bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we believe you right now, and we're giving you at your word. Oh, God, we count it as done, and we praise you today. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We lift you up, for you are worthy of all the praises. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord, for your touch, oh, God. We thank you for strength, oh, God. We thank you for encouragement. We praise you right now. Oh, hallelujah, for you are worthy. And we thank you, Lord, for the prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. God bless you. Now, we're going to hear from Dr. Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that opening prayer. Thank God for the touch and the prayer and good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank God for Pastor Hameen, who led that opening prayer. We're so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the 75th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 75th, that's 7-5. 75th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." May God for reading of his word, the 75th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 551-241-6677. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And if you would like to correspond with us, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Just send us postal mail. You can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. And 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesdays for prayer at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Dre Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley at each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-20991. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Titus Edmond Sr. in our prayers. Vance Nadel did let Vance Hummie know that he is doing better, but keep on praying for him. We want to pray for Howard Smith, who successfully had surgery and is still healing. Mrs. Joel Paldo and the Bruce Paldo family, A.B., asked for special prayer that God would take the taste of alcohol away from her. Katrina Jones, that God would heal her from cancer. The Reeve Capoletti family, Amore Nix, Evangelist Martha Carbreath and the Bruce Carbreath family, the Bruce Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara R. Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson, and the Bruce Johnson family, as well as anybody I may have missed, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And if you haven't done it yet, I want to encourage you to go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, prepare your hearts and your minds to receive the word of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening scripture and also for those announcements coming through Dr. Hameen. And I do want to add to the prayer list my first cousin, is what we call him W.L., but his name is Willie L. Turner. I just found out the other night that his daughter passed away.
Okay.
I was late learning that information, so I do want to add him, the Turner family. I don't have the daughter's last name. We called her Peanut, but her real name is Arnett, and I have to get that last name, the family name. So we ask you to please pray and keep us in your prayers. Peanut was my second cousin, so please pray for us. Amen. But we do thank God for this portion of the broadcast. We thank God for all of you who have taken the time to tune in. Praise the Lord. And we thank you for your continued prayers and support. And we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. We are looking to stretch out and to do more for the Lord because we are on the move for Christ. Amen. And when we're on the move for Christ, it means we're not looking back, but we are looking forward. Amen. We are moving forward in the Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer before we go to the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for how you blessed us and kept us, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to go to your word. We ask that you will minister to us, oh God, through your word in the name of Jesus, that you will bless us according to the need in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord, and we believe you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you will pray with me for just the next ensuing minutes in brief, I just have a few verses of scripture I would like to go to in the first, starting with St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 4, and then going down to verses 24 through 26. Amen. That is St. Matthew. I'm reading from the King James Version. 16, 1 through 4, and then verses 24 through 27. I think I said 26, but 27, if it be the Lord's will. So starting with verse 1, the Bible reads, "The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would shew them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed." Going down to verse 24. "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. But what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I have a question to ask. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Praise the Lord. We're living in the latter days, the last days, and we can see the signs of the times. Some people would rather close their eyes to the sign of the times. However, it's time to open your eyes and see what's going on. And if you have not become a disciple of Jesus Christ, the time is running out. It is time now to decide whether you're going to be his disciple or not. Hallelujah. In St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, the first portion, it shows how the Pharisees and Sadducees, these were religious people who professed to know God. And they came to tempt Jesus and asking him to show them a sign from heaven. And so Jesus, he gave them an answer based on their hypocrisy, how easy it was for them to discern the signs of the time when it came to the weather. They could see in the evening that the weather was going to be fair if the sky was red, or if it was going to be not so fair if the sky was red and lowering. So they could discern this easily. But as far as discerning the signs of the time, they wanted to tempt Jesus, asking him for a sign from heaven. But his response was not what they expected. What Jesus gave them into the light they really were, and that was they were hypocrites. Hallelujah. He actually showed them up when he gave them this answer. And he described the type of generation that seeks a sign. It's a wicked and adulterous generation. They're seeking a sign, but Jesus said, no sign shall be given unto this generation but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And after he told them that, he left them and departed. He had nothing further to say. And sometimes when we are approached and someone is asking us things or trying to catch us up or trick us up, we have to be brief in our response and sometimes just say a yay or a nay, glory to God, and walk away like Jesus did. He didn't stay around there to go back and forth with the hypocrites because he knew that there was somebody who really had a need and needed to be ministered to. These people were not interested in changing from their ways. They only wanted to tempt. Hallelujah. And when we recognize what the enemy is doing, we can turn and depart and leave them right there, just like Jesus did. Being a disciple of Jesus and paying attention to his lead, we can follow him, amen, and he will get us to where we need to go. And let's go down to verse 24. This was after Jesus had shared with his disciples of the things he had to endure concerning his crucifixion. And that's when Peter stood up, or rather spoke up, and said, "Be it far from thee." And he was saying all these things. He didn't want this to happen, but it was Satan who was speaking these things. And Jesus rebuked Satan, telling Satan to get thee behind me, Satan. He wasn't speaking the things of God, things of men. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it was in God's will and in God's plan for Jesus to be crucified, to die
Amen.
On the cross, so that the world would have eternal life. Everyone has the right eternal life because Jesus made it possible by sacrificing his own life, hallelujah, to take away our sins. And so now the invitation is to anyone who desires to have eternal life.
Amen.
In the 24th verse, then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." If you want to be my disciple, you first must deny yourself and then take up your follow me. You cannot leave any of these out. The first step is to deny your own self. Hallelujah. Forget about yourself. Forget about your own desires and the things that you want. Deny
okay.
your, hallelujah. Give up your way. Give up what you want to do. Amen. Anything that's holding you back, whether it be a close friend, a family member, job, possessions down here, whatever it is, deny yourself and then take up your cross and follow Jesus. In the 25th verse, Jesus said, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it." And the word of God is right. Amen. The word of God stands sure. Whatever God has said in his word, that is what he meant. And that is what it is. Own life. You're going to lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So if you have all others walked away from the world of sin and decided to follow Jesus, you have denied yourself, taken up your cross, and following Jesus. Glory to God. If you should lose your life for his sake, you shall find it. Amen. That eternal life that he has reserved for every believer, anyone who wants to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. For he asked this question in the 26th verse, "For what is it, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Your soul is precious. Your soul is the only soul you will ever have. Don't lose your soul because of things down here. You won't gain anything by it, holding on cares of this life, holding on to friends and loved ones who don't want to do right, who are not interested in being a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're not going to profit anything by this, but you'll end up losing out. And the 27th verse, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels." He said it, I believe it, and that settles that. And then he shall reward every man according to his work. Whether you decide to be his disciple or not, you will be rewarded according to your work. If you don't of your ways, if you don't turn from the world of sin, if you do not change your ways, you will be rewarded according to your works. When the Lord comes in his glory, in the glory of his Father, with his angels, he's going to reward every man, woman, boy, and girl according to their works. Hallelujah. It's important that you get concerned about your soul, because one day is going to be your very last day on this earth, and your soul has to spend somewhere for eternity. Your soul is an eternal being. It doesn't last forever. But your soul is an eternal being. And depending on the kind of life you live on this earth, it will determine where you end up for eternity. Have you given any consideration? And have you even thought about where your soul will spend for eternity? Will it be with Christ, his angels, in the glory of his Father? Hallelujah. Or will it be with the devil and his angels in forever torment and punishment in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone? Have you decided where you want your soul to spend eternity? Praise be to God. You decide that by the life you live, by the way you continue to go. Praise the Lord. It's important that you be concerned about your soul, because time is much shorter now than it has been. Amen. We don't know what day is going to be our last day when we take our last breath. We don't know that, praise the Lord, but it's important that we are ready and prepared for that last day. Amen.
Yes.
To make sure that our sins have been forgiven, that we have made our hearts right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We can live so that God can use us. We can live so that we are ready at any time should the Lord call our name. Praise the Lord. And I ask you again, have you decided to follow Jesus? In St. Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 26 and 27, Jesus said, if any man come not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my. And whosoever does bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. This is conditional. The love that you have for your mother, your father, your wife, your children, brother and sister, your own life, it has to be like hate compared to the love that you have for Christ. Amen.
Yes.
So don't misunderstand what the scripture is saying. It's not encouraging people to hate, but it is encouraging you to love God more than anything and anyone else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your love has to be elevated so much more that the love you have for your loved ones and yourself is just like hate, like night and day. Hallelujah. And if you don't bear your cross and follow after Jesus,
cannot be his disciple. Don't be professing and not possessing. Professing to have something that you do not have or do not possess. Many people are doing this, just like those scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. Those were the ones who were hypocritical, and Jesus showed them up. He showed them up for what they were, and he left them where they were, because he knew already that they were not trying to make a change. They were not seeking the truth. They were not looking to walk away from what they were dealing with or what they were involved in to follow him. He already knew that, so he left them where they were. Praise the Lord. But there may be someone who's listening on this afternoon. You desire to follow Jesus. You desire to be his disciple. And maybe you don't know, do, or how to go about it. But the Lord, he will lead, guide, and direct you in the way you should go. If you just take God at his word and just deny yourself, forget about yourself, put yourself after God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then take and follow him. He will show you which way to go. That's the first step. You have to first acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you want God to forgive your sins. And you make that acknowledgement and you humble yourself before God, and you're sorry for sinning against God. You're sorry for committing sin. You know God is not pleased with your ways and the things that you do and say. You need to be sorry, so much so that you never want to do these things again. Hallelujah. And God will have mercy on you, and he will receive you unto himself. The Lord will clean up your life, and he will make something beautiful out of your life. Amen. God wants to do it for you today. Are you willing to take that first step? Are you willing right now, while the blood is running warm in your veins, while you're in your right mind, while you have this chance, this opportunity, the door of salvation is open to you. Will you accept the invitation and come to Jesus to be his disciple? Amen. We're going to God in prayer, and let us believe God together. If anybody is sick in your body, let's believe God together. Anything that you are praying about and you want God to answer your prayer and you want him to come to your aid, believe God together. Hallelujah. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let's just meditate on him. Let's just have a little talk with him in our hearts. Let's put our faith together and let's believe God together while we pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you with our hearts humble, asking you for mercy and for grace. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who have repented of their sins and made up their mind that they want to be your disciple. God, we pray, Lord, that you'll forgive their sins, that you'll take away their sins, oh, Lord, and clean them up on the inside and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You will save their soul, Lord, from the wrath to come. Oh, Lord, be merciful. Have mercy, O God, and loose their shackles. Destroy the yokes, O God, in the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked one. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Oh, blessed Savior, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We call on you, Lord God, to look on those, Lord, who have a special prayer request or petition. We ask, Lord, that you will consider it and that you will grant it unto them according to the need and according to your will. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, we know you're able, and we're looking to you. We're depending on you, Lord. There's no other help we know. There's no one else we can turn to, for you are the only one who can do it for us. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We come to you on behalf of those who are on the prayer list, Lord, one by one, name by name. Lord God, look on them, each and every one. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Open the windows of heaven. Let a blessing come down and overtake them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will touch, heal, deliver. Oh, my God, restore the health, rebuke the diseases and the illnesses. Lord God, rebuke the terminal disease. Rebuke cancers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, you are able right now. Rebuke the sugar diabetes. Rebuke all of these pestilences and diseases that have risen up in these last days. Help us, Lord God, to go through. Help us, oh Lord, to hold on. Help to do your will, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. We ask you, God, to remember the backsliders today, Lord. God, look on them in a special way, oh Lord. So many of them desire to return unto you, but are struggling, my God. We pray, Lord, that you will loose their shackles and help them, Lord, to return. Help them to make it back before it's too late so that they can do your will, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we believe you. We pray, Lord, that you will go into the prison, Lord, into the detention center. Oh, my God, wherever anyone is detained, oh, God, we ask that you will visit them today, that you will stop by and let them know, God, that you are the true and living God and that you have the power to deliver their souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, work miracles and work wonders, oh, God. You are able, Lord. You are forgiving, God. You are able, Lord Jesus, to give them a clean slate, Lord. You are able to save their souls and make something beautiful out of their lives. You are able to do all things in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on those who are desiring to be delivered from the habit that they cannot break. Oh, my God, have mercy. Lord, take the taste out of their system. Take the desire from Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we know you're able. Rebuke the alcohol demon and the drug demon, Lord. Rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the porn demons. Oh, God, you're able. There's nothing impossible for you. Have your way and let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray today for comfort and for consolation to the bereaved families, Lord, asking you to please, my God, give comfort, Lord. Be merciful, Lord Jesus. Be close to all who have suffered a bereavement in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. Let your holy angels encamp continuously day and night to get us all through these difficult times. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, taking you at your word. And we thank you today. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for all your goodness. Lord, we thank you for giving us another chance. Call on your name, Lord. And we thank you for helping us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because we believe for the saving of souls, Lord God, for new disciples. We believe, oh God, and we thank you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you would please join me in giving God a praise right now and giving him thanks. Hallelujah. For what he's done. Oh, glory to God. And for what he's about to do. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're so thankful, oh God. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer and for his touch. At this time, we're going to hear from Dr. Hameen. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer. It came out to come to an end of time. And the word of God was asking, have you decided to follow Jesus? And some might nonchalantly answer yes, but the depth of this question requires the answerer to take inventory of themselves. Like, what are we following? Are we truly deciding? Have we truly decided to follow Jesus, or are we following our own desires, our own aspirations, other people, or somebody else's idea for our life? But have you decided to follow Jesus? And I love when she said that the deeds of the Pharisees and the Sadducees were brought into the light, and they were revealed to be hypocritical. It made me think of the scripture in St. Matthew 23:13, and Jesus said, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." And they, you know, they know the truth, but they won't follow it. And not only that, but they want to stop other folks from following too. But we have to make up in our minds to follow Jesus. And also how she brought out how the love that we have for one another, for our mother, our father, even for our own souls, compared to the love we have for God, it's just like hate. Not that we hate these people, but it's incomparable to the love we have for God. And I brought it, was the word was preached in its fullness, and I enjoyed it. I want to say amen, so I'm going to keep on preaching the word of God. If any other clergy are on, you're certainly welcome to have remarks. Amen. And if not, again, we thank God for Evangelist Maybell, praying for her, with her. And if there aren't any more remarks, I'm going to turn this broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God for this broadcast, and again, for all of you, we ask that you will please continue in prayer for our families and also for all of those who are on the prayer list, and let us continue in prayer one for another, because we definitely need each other's prayers. Amen. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. We're expecting you on Friday evening at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. And again, I feel so excited for what the Lord has been doing, how God has been working. And I thank him for just giving me motivation to drive and to go forward. Praise the Lord. And when we have a ministry, it takes work. Amen. It takes prayer. And it takes patience to wait on God to open up doors, to make the way, you know, to show us what it is he will have for us to do. Our ministry, I look at as a talent, what we do with our talent. Like there were different there was a time in the Bible where the Lord brought out how that the different ones were given talents. Some did something with theirs, somebody did not. Instead, they buried their talent. And then when they had to give account, they had nothing to show. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to be found in that position. But let us take what the Lord has given us, this ministry of reconciliation, and let us do what the Lord is leading us to do with our ministry. Amen. Or our talents or gifts or whatever it is the Lord has given you. Use it to the glory and honor of God. So let's be encouraged. And again, we join us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the praise the Lord tune in. We did have a rebroadcast of September the 10th service. And we invite you to join us on Friday at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. And just want to ask you to continue to pray for us, for this ministry. We thank God for you and for all that you do for us. And we praise the Lord. So we know that Christmas time is coming up. So if it's the Lord's will, we plan to be on live broadcast, and if in any event, we will make the announcement ahead of time that we are putting on a recording for your listening pleasure. Amen, because I do know that sometimes we do get a little busy around this time of year, and we may not be able to do all the things we would like to do. And but still, we have the broadcast ongoing, whether it be live or whether it be a recording. And we thank you for tuning in. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.